Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
A bad boss can ruin everything you like about your job. But what about the good bosses? The people who support your career development, make you feel valued, are open to feedback, and who hold themselves accountable. Good bosses are out there, and chances are if you're listening to this, you might be a manager who hopes that the people you work with view you in such a positive light. But there's a reason why stories of bad bosses are so plentiful. Being a manager is hard. It's easy to fall back on bad habits, or pass the buck, or transfer pressure from above to your direct reports. Still, you already know the importance of striving to be a better boss. It's not about just doing what's right, though that's really important. Being the type of boss that people want to work for means you are less likely to have employees who quit, or who stay but aren't engaged or productive. So, what do you do to be a better boss? Here's a good place to start. First, the number one complaint that employees have about their bosses is micromanaging, and that stems from a lack of trust. Good bosses, on the other hand, trust that their employees are smart, capable adults. They focus on results instead of wasting time worrying that things are done exactly how they would do them. Next, check your ego and do the work. You've likely heard the adage about not asking someone to do work you wouldn't or haven't done yourself. Good bosses aren't dictators who give orders. They understand what's a reasonable workload and don't view themselves as above any job. In fact, pitching in to help when needed is a good refresher for managers who find themselves removed from day-to-day duties, and it shows that you really are a part of a team. Also, celebrate progress and give constructive feedback. These are different sides of the same coin and equally important. You may have the best boss in the world, but if your work is never acknowledged, you'll eventually feel like there's no point in working hard, and if you make mistakes or have gaps in your skills or knowledge, a nice boss who never helps you improve isn't doing you any favors in your career development. And remember, view employees as people first. Work is not your family. Good bosses know this and respect that their employees have families, personal obligations, and interests that will sometimes need to take priority. Good bosses get to know who their employees are as people and give them the grace and flexibility when needed. Finally, communicate and be honest. You can't expect employees to feel motivated if you don't understand what they're working for. The job of a good boss, especially a middle manager, is to clearly communicate what they know with their employees. Ambiguity leads to speculation, worry, and confusion, especially during challenging times. Good bosses tell as much as they can and admit when there are things they don't know.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.